This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 37th episode of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts, and I've been developing software for over 18 years, and I'm developing iOS apps for over 9 years. Also, I'm running Dutch Cocoa Heads for close to 8 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what's new in unit testing for Xcode 12.5, meet the new button styling, difficult data source behavior changes and reconfiguring cells in iOS 15, debugging a difficult data source cell provider, mutating and non-mutating Swift context, code review newsletter, curated code improvement tips. A bunch of things have been going on last week. Actually, today I got my second COVID vaccination, so still feeling okay. A bit of a headache, but nothing too bad, really. So let's see how I'm feeling tomorrow. I hope it's okay, but I'll do fine, I think. Also, I've been onboarding a new team member before the weekend, and today he has been able to do the first work on our code base, and it's been going great. It's good to see him work on the code, getting things and venturing out on his own and actually asking questions before he really gets stuck on a longer duration. So we've been helping him frequently, and we've been answering all his questions, and so far it's going great. So it's good to see that a proper onboarding can really help somebody along. So I really recommend anybody out there to focus on onboarding when you're getting a new member on your team. It really helps someone to hit the ground running without feeling overwhelmed. Also, I've been typing on my new keyboard for a week now, an IQNIX L80, and I'm really liking it. It's not too loud, actually. Here, have a listen. I'm now typing. So that's not too bad, really. The feeling of the keyboard is really great, and I really recommend to spend some time figuring out what kind of keyboard is something that you like and that fits with your taste, and to actually get something that really makes you feel great when you're actually typing on it. Now, let's get to the articles of this week. The first one is what's new in unit testing for Xcode 12.5. That's the current Xcode version when I'm recording this. So this is the version that you download from the App Store. It's an article by John Reed, and he provides some common sense, really. Xcode 13, of course, is in beta, and it's the latest and greatest by Apple. But still, there was some great stuff that Apple added to Xcode 12.5. And there are 6 items that John goes over in his article that you can immediately use on your current project and have a benefit from without having to wait 1 or maybe even 2 years before you can really start using it. The second article is by 5 stars, meet the new button styling. This is more in the sense what's coming in Xcode 13 and iOS 15 and the new Swift UI, really. So this also applies to the Mac and probably also to WatchKit. It's an article by Federico Zanettello, and he showcases what you can actually do with the new buttons in iOS 15 and Xcode 13. It really looks great. It's very visual. You can really see what the different options do for the button. And if you want to have like a visual reference of what you can try with the new buttons, definitely have a look at the article by Federico. And another set of articles by Jesse Squires are difficult data source behavior changes and reconfiguring cells in iOS 15. That's quite a mouthful. And the second article by Jesse is debugging a difficult data source cell provider. You can really tell that Jesse is getting some hands-on experience with the difficult data sources in iOS 15 because he really shares the insights that he has gained with the changes that have been added by Apple in iOS 15, but also in the second article, how you can actually debug issues that you are bound to run into when working with difficult data sources. I think he has some more articles as well on difficult data sources, so have a look on his blog and see these 2 articles that I've linked from the show notes. also have a browse through his website as well, because there are some more gems of information that you can dig up there. So great content by Jesse Squires. The final article that I want to mention is by John Sundell, Mutating and Non-Mutating Swift Context. And yeah, it's long, it's thorough, it's a typical John Sundell style, which means it's great, but you will need to take some time to actually read through the article, but then you need to take some additional time to actually process the contents of the article and maybe read it again. In the end, you will learn some great things and insights on mutability and non-mutability in Swift and why it's important, and also some of the implementation details that come with creating a mutable or non-mutable context within a programming language. Yes, another great article by John Sundell. And what I also wanted to mention is a code review. That's a newsletter by Marina Kornestieva, a newsletter with Twitter content of tidbits and code that Marina has found useful in the context of iOS or Apple development. It's a new newsletter. There's two issues available. I do think that Marina is onto something here, and I'm really looking forward to more content that she will be publishing in the future. And I recommend you to have a look at her newsletter and maybe even subscribe to her newsletter, because I think you will learn some useful things through her newsletter in a digestible format. Now, on to the Donnie Walls tweet of this Monday. Tunstef has had a COVID experience himself, and he hopes that Donnie actually feels well soon as well, because you might have heard that Donnie has tested positive for Corona. But during the week, he's been occasionally mentioning how he's feeling, and he seems to be doing great without too many surprises or bad experience with the disease. So here's to Donnie, and I hope things keep going and getting better the way they have been for him. So Chris Cafari is trying to learn Swift's new concurrency features as part of his exploration. He has built an implementation of Map using actors and tasks. The live stream by Vincent Predelis has provided some inspiration for his approach, and he's asking for some feedback on his implementation, and it seems to work, but he's not tech-savvy enough to recognize major flaws in his code yet, so who knows, maybe somebody can have a look at it. And Filip Nemeček is planning to launch the iPad version of SwitchBuddy. Recently he has put it in test flight testing. And if you want to have a test flight invite, look through Donnie's Monday morning tweet and you can find a link to join. I don't have a Switch myself, but I can imagine that this is a very useful utility to have when creating screenshots on your Switch. Tibor Budec is wishing Donnie a good morning, and he's starting his work on a CSS DSL library using results builders. And he's hoping to release a reasonably solid version this week. It really looks like he's putting the challenge out for himself. And then we have Jeff Hackworth. He's planning to release a public test flight of adaptivity with new iOS 15 features. And he's supporting all the new SF symbols and render modes and a few more system colors, prominent window scene styles, and extra large widgets on the iPad. He seems to have been going all in with the new iOS 15 features. I'm really curious to see how his stuff looks. And Josh is going through his GitHub notification for the first time since like mid-2020. But Josh, I'd recommend you to just call it quits and just mark everything as read and start fresh again. Colin Wooten is hoping to ship a big update for his app WeatherHop, and he thinks he's finally fixed a frequent crash thanks to the multi-thread chapter of the core data book that he has just finished reading. And Michele Coron is continuing to knocking some tickets out for a freelance project and hoping to get the last feature done for one of her apps so that she can hopefully release it soon. Sam Rowley is starting a new job today. He's working on Swift UI for the first time, and he's really looking forward to digging in. And Martin Mitrevsky is playing with CreateML on iOS. So far it's really looking nice. And the list goes on and on and on. A lot of people launching and releasing new content and new courses, new jobs, test flights. It's crazy how much people are actually releasing this week. It seems that a few weeks after WWDC, the dust has settled and people are getting back in the groove of creating new stuff. And the WWDC has actually provided a lot of inspiration. even not directly related to the new features that Apple is releasing, but just the fact of all this new stuff has seemed to have jiggered somebody's creative juices here and there. So that's good to see. On another note, Cocoa Chanel has announced their next meetup. It's an interesting one this week because we have somebody presenting on the Dutch Corona Check app. It's one of these official government approved Corona API apps on the iOS platform. So I'm really interested in what Roel has to offer as content on July 21st. Have a look at the cocoaheads.nl meetup page and see if you can join. Otherwise, watch the video later on the YouTube channel of cocoaheads.nl. So that's pretty much it for this week. If you have any feedback, just let me know. Just reach out on Twitter at app41. I really look forward to what you think. And also have a look at my book, Being a Lead Software Developer, or maybe even the workshop for lead software developers. This will all be in my newsletter. So if I can give you one actionable request, just sign up for my newsletter. You can find it on my website, appforce1.net. Talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.